This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The office that oversees emergency management across the Pikes Peak region now asking for help assessing damage caused by recent severe storms. The office is conducting a survey of area residents to determine property damage related to the severe weather. The damage could have occurred between June 8th and the 23rd and involved commercial, residential, or public property. Anyone who needed to clean up debris or felt an economic impact due to the loss of business is asked to fill out the survey. A link to do so is on the El Paso County government's Twitter feed. El Paso County homeowners continuing to share their stories, saying they feel helpless in the wake of disastrous flooding earlier this month, some saying that they need to use a kayak to get to their homes from the main roads after the torrential rains.
And the driveway was just a river. Before everything caved in, it was coming down in just sheets, and it was pouring down all the way down the driveway.
Erica List lives along Blue Springs View in Peyton. She says it would cost thousands to hire a contractor to fix her property. And like others in the area, she's learning that her insurance won't cover it because the damage is to the land, not her physical home. Now, they're hoping FEMA will make a rare exception to grant them some federal assistance, but FEMA officials telling us those cases are extremely rare. For now, homeowners with extensive damage asked to report it to El Paso County in hopes of getting some money that way. Water restrictions, meanwhile, in Manitou Springs have been lifted. City officials announced Stage 3 water restrictions on Tuesday in response to issues with their water treatment plant. The city said heavy rains in the area led to elevated sediment across French Creek that put a stress on the plant's filters. Manitou Springs residents were urged to only use water for essential purposes until the city's water supply could once again be replenished.
An animal rights group wants to remove five elephants from the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Non-Human Rights Project filed a lawsuit against the zoo in El Paso County Court on Wednesday. Jake Davis, an attorney for the group, says the elephants are stressed due to their captivity and should be transferred to a wildlife sanctuary.
These elephants are basically losing their minds. They can't do anything that they have naturally evolved to do. They can't move over great distances. They can't experience varied landscapes. In fact, they can't even choose who they spend their days with.
The zoo released a statement criticizing the group for filing similar lawsuits that have wasted credible organizations' time and money. Zoo officials say they tailor their care to specific needs of the elephants, and any implications that the animal could be better off at a sanctuary is simply incorrect. And work on the outdoor amphitheater at the Colorado Springs North Side is set to kick off in high gear next month. Notes Live confirmed yesterday that a groundbreaking ceremony for the Sunset Amphitheater will be held on June 12th, J.W. Roth, the founder and the owner of Notes Live, also announced that he signed a 10-year agreement with entertainment booking company AEG to bring acts to the 8,000-seat amphitheater.
In the sense that this is not just a booking agreement. This is an actual partnership where we partner on shows. We win together, we lose together, and we build the product together. They're the operator, we're the owner.
Preliminary work on the venue is mostly complete. The Notes Live group expects to announce its first show coming up in early next year.
An active day of weather is anticipated for a majority of the I-25 corridor, including the Pikes Peak region, the Springs, Pueblo. We watch some convection fire up. It's an earlier storm day, so the evening and late night does look to actually clear out a bit, but we do watch strong to severe cells, hail 1 to 2 inches in diameter, as well as a tornado threat mainly east of the metro areas. And I will say, not everyone sees rain today, but the storms that do develop will pack a punch. So please stay weather aware as far as temps are concerned. 78, the high in the Springs, 85 in Pueblo. Remember that rain jacket as you head out the door. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.